If I did that right, it'll be part of the show. It'll make sense. It'll be hilarious.
Do.
This is in lieu of music. Do do do.
Not very. Not
you
very
say
loudly.
Something. Do do do.
You're not.
Do do do.
Test.
Oh,
test.
Loud and clear.
Test 1 2 1 2. Ah.
Whistling.
Test. Test.
Loud. Whistling.
Loud and clear.
Test 1 2.
It works.
We're way too close.
Being received.
We're done.
I've been like this on it, and that's too loud.
You told us to do that.
Yeah, I was wrong.
All right. I didn't believe you, and I didn't do it.
That's good. I think both you and Joel both were smart in not doing it.
I told him that you were a dirty liar and to not believe you. Fortunately, he did believe me.
What did I do?
Test.
Testies. Testies. This was confusing.
Why is it on the wrong side?
Oh, come on.
I think you're going the wrong way. Test 1 2. Is this being recorded live?
It is.
Excellent. Why are we not in the egghead.com pound atrium?
That's a good name for it.
Thank you. I've been working on it. I was going to go with foyer. That was just a lie. Yeah, I was going to go with sun porch, but that didn't seem fancy enough.
No, it's not fancy enough.
What?
This one's yours, isn't it?
I guess it is now. Oh, the one that I stripped out? Yeah, good chance. I don't think I stripped out that part. I thought I stripped something else out. Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, slide it on over. I wanted one duct tape on it anyway. Long time, no show. I pent up podcasting something. Something. You hear I'm going to Kentucky?
I did.
I'm excited.
I would be too. How long are you going for?
just 3 or 4 nights. Hasn't really been determined if we're leaving Wednesday night.
Nice.
Or Thursday morning. And returning on Sunday.
Nice.
Yes. Which brings me to the two favors, or one of the two favors I have to ask of you.
Can I check this first?
No.
Oh, go ahead, I guess.
Oh. Are we not recording?
We are, but I don't know if it actually works.
No.
That's the problem right now.
If you check it, do we end up sounding like we're underwater the entire time?
No. No, I just got to start a new, like a track by itself. That's what ends up doing it is when I have 2 tracks on the same page open.
Okay.
That's when it goes underwater. And folks, sorry. What are the favors?
Oh, I thought we were stopping.
Oh, no, go ahead.
All right. Can you come out and feed horses?
Really?
Yeah.
How's that work out?
You literally just have to throw hay over the fence and maybe fill water.
Is it possible to do at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
On a Saturday night?
What, just once?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right. We've got split up over 3 people. Could be Saturday afternoon.
I can bring my kids up there. That'd be fine.
I was going to say you should bring your kids.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Like, there's a horse.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest riding the horses.
No. Yeah.
But, you know, hey, we won't be there, so what the fuck, you know? I'm sure you can find a saddle.
Yeah, we can do it.
All right. You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would suggest calling and reminding me.
All right.
Sometime Saturday, like, hey, go water my horses.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, I can do that.
All right. And, yeah, just, it. Well, I'll talk to you before that. But, okay.
This next weekend?
Yeah.
Just make sure. I don't think I've got anything going on.
And just like text us that everything is alive.
Do what?
And just like text us that every animal is still living. Oh, there's the comfy chairs.
Yeah.
Aha!
Aha.
Are you checking your calendar?
I am, but I don't think I actually fill out my calendar for anything, so.
Yeah, I have a calendar on my computer that's never been used.
Yeah. No, that should be good to go. 21st, right?
Sounds right. 13th. Yeah, 21st.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah.
Cool. Excellent.
That'd be weird.
Yeah. Payback's hell.
I'm actually kind of pleased to be able to pay back someone.
Cool.
It's crazy.
I thought you would not mind horribly.
No, that's not bad.
3 nights is a little rough, or 4 nights would be especially rough.
Yeah, and I could probably do it on the weekdays, but...
But once is...
Depends on how much hay as well.
Huh?
Depends on how much hay as well. Like, if it's a truck full of hay that I'm moving every time.
Are you bringing your own?
No.
Yeah, you actually have to stop at this one guy's place and fill up your car.
Good.
Get about 8 bales. Yeah. Actually, you could probably get about 15 if you stack them on top.
Okay.
And
on my car?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
And it's like usually $3 to $4 a bale, so and bring cash.
Okay.
I'll give you his address and phone number. All right. I set that up with him.
How much cash total are we looking?
It depends on how many bales you can get on. Let's assume you can get 12. 12, so,
yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I could fill the inside, too.
$36.
Okay.
You can fill the... I was counting the inside on that 12, honestly. Okay.
All right.
Trunk propped open.
Okay.
A couple jammed in there, and then, like, the crease between the trunk being up a little bit.
Yeah.
And
okay.
the back window.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think you can get 2 to 4 there.
All right.
And then just stack the rest
of them. Well, I could tie them, like, pretty high, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're going to need some rope.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that.
Got a rope right there.
Where are you all set?
If you have a large wagon, you could bring that. Increase your
capacity.
I've
got a small wagon.
That's better than no wagon.
Okay.
Joel Tree!
Bring his own soundtrack.
I came with intro music, again.
Nice. Talking to this microphone.
Rock Lobster.
I love this fucking song. I think it's on. Yeah.
Yeah, talking to it.
Hello?
Alright.
Rock Lobster.
Alright, hold on for a second.
We'll talk super local.
We're back on.
Now we're back on, yeah.
Nice. Did you?
It is the best. I can't encourage you strongly enough to do the sideshow.
Really?
You will meet super great people. Sideshow really? 6 this year. 6 fucking years in a row, man.
Excellent.
Hello? Okay.
I was holding out for 7. I don't really like the number 6.
7's your year. Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, no, I got it.
I kept seeing that shit come up, and I was like, six, six, six. Fuck that shit. I'm waiting for next year.
Yeah.
That's the money year. Yeah.
Seven is, according to what I've heard in Christian teachings, the number of completion.
Like ejaculation?
That's I can't, I mean, it, yeah, yeah, okay. Completion. All right. All it doesn't right. get doesn't get more complete than ejaculate.
It seems weird that they put that in the Bible and all.
I brought coffee.
I'm right where?
I'm already.
Oh, right on.
I'll move it over here in a second.
Zipper.
On God Talk.
Yeah, number of completion, according to them. But what the fuck do they know? They're fine with slavery in that goddamn book. It's ridiculous.
Really?
Fuck yeah, man.
I gotta do more reading.
You haven't seen, essentially, condoning the act of slavery, not coming out and saying, like, fuck yeah, there should be slaves, but saying it is what it is, and a slave's journey is a slave's journey, and sort of condoning is the word I was looking for.
Right.
Not con.
Is it as long as they're Jews or Muslims, it's okay?
Yeah, I'm sure it's the other, whatever the other is. Jews, definitely. That would have been, Egypt would have been a great place to bring that up. Like, hey, by the way, just generally, what the fuck? Like, we're just working for, like, that's just fine. That's whatever. Like, because you've got bigger guns, bigger dicks. You get to...
That's how they determine who rules? Well, certainly the guns.
When in doubt, whip it out. See what's up.
Yes, in Ron Jeremy's view of history, that is how all battles were decided. Cleopatra had the biggest fucking dick you've ever seen.
Battlefields used to be a strange place, didn't they?
Jesus Christ, man.
That explains the lineup, though. Like, still how they all lined up and...
You're right.
Like, all right,
on three.
Yep. And then that chick from History of the World walks along and tries to decide if you're a eunuch or not.
Yes.
Now, eunuch means your genitalia's been removed.
Just your testicles, I believe.
Not your tits, if you're a lady? Sorry, ladies.
No. I don't think you can have a female eunuch.
You might be
I've
right.
never heard of a female eunuch, but
I can't think of one
I've heard
either.
Of a male eunuch, and I thought I didn't know that there's
another way that
their balls have been removed
as shit
as much as I just thought there.
So
shit
they still have dicks?
I think so. I didn't.
Too. I thought
the shit just didn't work.
Got to pee.
How could you confirm that? What do you mean didn't work?
Poke at it.
Hot chicks come by.
Like didn't work.
Yep, he's a
in
eunuch.
The way my shit doesn't work, or
no,
didn't
work
in the way that it just doesn't. Nothing happens at all. Right.
You'd just be bumping into shit and like...
Well, then poking it would work. Yeah. I'm not sure that...
Yeah.
No matter the dude that was poking my dick, I think it would still like, ugh, what's going on? It would at least get to a semi. Be enough to prove that it works in that sense.
We need a better light out here.
Agreed.
Candlelight, I think, is the right light for podcasting.
Ooh. I wonder if I got candles. That would be nice.
Yeah?
That seems
just
gay.
Enough to see what you're
I've
doing.
Got candles.
Plus, you got the screen at all times, too.
Yeah.
Fuck, Megan. Look behind you.
Ah!
Your boss is watching you. Oh.
Close one.
October 17th. That's when that will happen to Megan.
Okay.
She will hear this.
That's my dad's wedding day.
You're welcome.
And stepmom.
Does he know Megan? Does she listen to the show?
You got a cousin, Megan.
Give her the heads up.
Be her. Okay.
Send her this link, will you?
It'll be about time. Be
good, good.
He'll be listening to it the week
Right behind you. He's right behind you.
It's pretty awesome.
He was. Now it's obviously a new time and different things are happening.
It's an awesome prediction.
Steve Holt.
If you haven't gone back and watched all of Arrested Development, then I can't believe that you'd be interested enough to listen this long in the show. Because if you're not into that shit,
you're definitely.
What
not
are you like?
You're
really? You're downloading a fucking. You know, right? These are nice mics, though. I've looked up windscreens because
oh,
I think I do this a lot.
Oh, with your
I
nose?
I breathe into my through my nose.
I listened to the first, like very first recording with this setup. First 2 hours is underwater.
Right.
I fucked it up.
How did you fuck? How? What was the solution to Okay.
Two tracks on the same Audacity thing.
Huh.
Second chunk of recording sounds good.
I saw that was in the on the show notes, which are the best show notes of anybody. And I've seen some fucking show notes.
I have not seen some show notes, but I still agree they're the best.
They're not
show
as
notes.
Functional as other people's. Like, oh, really? Other people's are actually show notes, like in that they take you places and get you the reference points that you need. But these
inside
are just
the
artistically
podcast?
Strong, I think.
They have links and shit on them, though.
The highlighted ones?
Yeah.
I had trouble clicking. I think maybe there was a broken one somewhere.
If you were at Snort Coffee, it didn't work.
Oh. Okay.
That's the problem.
That was the problem.
Yeah, they're not going to work there yet.
But they will now.
But they, of course,
yes,
they will.
By the time this you're listening to this, it'll totally work.
A little better.
It'll be an archive of, like, probably half a year's worth of shows. And
you're welcome, Megan.
Welcome to Snort Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Not snorting coffee anymore. Still endorse it. At least
really?
I personally do.
Yeah.
I brought some.
Right. Yeah, I did too.
But
I'm all right for the time being.
You crushed it right out of the gate on that one.
Yeah. I just pounded like a
what they call me
three quarters cup of coffee. And it was tasty.
That? What is it that they call you?
Buzzkill.
I think you might want to rethink that.
I didn't say it's a good nickname.
No. Just that it's already used. Like, I would never ask people to call me LeBron if I was playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like,
Buzzkill was already in use.
Yeah, no agenda. Yeah. I hate to throw out the thing because I don't even.
I actually listened
recently to a couple episodes and was like, fuck these old white fucking.
Know nothings.
Yeah. What are they? Like, I can find links on the internet, you pricks.
Yeah.
And I understand where you're coming from, but I know, like.
Yeah.
You just know the perspective right off.
And they make so much money, dude.
See, I think they're doing well.
Yeah, man.
I think they're doing
well. It's crazy.
Podcasters getting paid?
Yeah.
People
donating to
the market?
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like, because I hear, like, I don't think comedy podcasts, even well-known comedy podcasts, like, what do you think Marc Maron?
Yeah.
Arguably the top.
He's probably making decent money, too. Hey, we got another soundtrack.
Totally getting killed.
Nice. Yeah, we got Joel Train, Silky Smooth and Me. Hi.
Hey.
I got my Greenville cup.
Nice.
And it's left-handed cup.
Weird.
Can't
display.
Yeah.
That's
wouldn't
weird.
You, like, the way that you design the cup, I would presume you would want the printed part on the outside. I see so many left-handed cups. How many
that's
left-handed
weird.
Mother... Like, I know the statistics are stacked in my favor.
Yeah.
So when left-handed people complain, from now on, I say, except for coffee cups, you got to let that one...
I think the image is for me.
Really?
I do. I'm a selfish son of a bitch, but...
I'm not trying to get people to Greenville, South Carolina with this cup.
No, you're trying to remember your wonderful times in Greenville, South Carolina.
Fair. Fair at worst. Ugh. God damn it. You might be right.
A lot of people seem to use that crescent moon as well.
Like, yeah, Greenville.
It's funny that it's such a Republican state. And
a lot of crescent moon
business. Some people enjoy it.
Yes.
People enjoy it.
I don't remember who else, like Hilton Head or something, it's in theirs as well, and then one of the Koreas or something.
And it's, like, it's at the right angle and everything.
Yeah.
The crescent moon for South Carolina.
And, like, Muslims or something that got to.
They're a weird state. Here's, like, I see horrible Tea Party videos that are obviously edited, and I don't suppose that whole whatever, actually at this point in history, I do suppose that whole fucking group of people, whatever's left when you're listening to this... are the worst of the worst, racist, stupid, awful bastards.
One of my notes, do you have a point behind what you're saying or no?
No, I was going to say that, so I've seen horrible Tea Party videos from South Carolina.
Yeah.
So there's one in the horrible NASCAR person.
Okay.
I'm taking a shot at them,
not
too.
Sure. Okay.
Click on the show notes. But Nikki Haley...
what that means, but okay.
Nikki Haley is their governess.
Okay.
Is it governor or governess?
No, you got it. Yeah. Ness.
Good. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She is an Indian American. Like, I think both her parents were born in the States. I don't think she's...
what's her name?
Nikki Haley.
Sounds Indian.
Sounds Indian as shit. So she's their governess.
Okay. Well, it's definitely governess if she's Indian as well.
Fair.
Like, normal white... governor ladies might be just
right.
Governor.
Sarah Palin was a governor.
Yeah.
Nikki Haley is a governess. She's very attractive too. She's a beautiful lady. I haven't heard any
the fuck is that bird doing?
Like
here?
Sound bites or that bird is so small.
Fucking mosquitoes.
So it is?
Yeah.
That's what that
gross.
One was. I thought the other one was a moth. So Nikki Haley, they're down with Indian Americans and they're down with
I get where you're going.
Okay. Obviously, Sharia law. They've got a fucking crescent moon on
everywhere,
there.
Everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere, like on this coffee cup, literally.
Huh.
I'll send you the photo. I'm going to take one now.
All right.
And that's going to be in the show notes.
Can you send it to me in like 4 months so it makes it easier for me to remember to put it in there?
It'd be nice if there was a delay. Yeah. I've found other times that I would like to have a delay for, like, no, I want this to get there 15 minutes before that dude's going to do whatever the fuck I know he's going to do.
Yep. They probably have that.
It's a pretty good idea.
Delay, like, emails or something.
I'm sure it exists, but not on like a scale that it's on. Of course, that functions on your phone, like spell check or backspace. My phone is so old, it doesn't have backspace.
Start all over. One of my notes is I listen to some podcasts where there's some more liberal folk than me. And I think the one in specific that I listened to was a What the Fuck with Janine Garofalo. They think that the Tea Parties are all racist. Like, really, like, I don't keep up with news at all. But I think I understand what the Tea Party's about. I don't think it's racist. There might be a bunch of racists in it.
Right.
But their claim is that every Tea Partier is racist. And I don't know. It was weird.
4 months ago, I felt like this about that. After this birth certificate shit, there's an element of that that is not racist.
Why
don't
you just show your fucking birth certificate, though? Like, if there's a doubt, why don't you just say, here's my fucking birth certificate, this is stupid, because like 3 years ago.
4 months ago, folks.
And then everybody could have stopped wasting their time. Remember MoveOn.org? Fucking hook it up.
But if
show
the
goddamn
Democrats, isn't it a good thing to make a bunch of douchebags look like douchebags? Because they're like, hey, let me see your birth certificate, Negro. You know? I would let that shit go on for years.
Yeah. Politically, it's a strong move.
And then you wait for some douchebag motherfucker to be like, yeah, Trump.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it might be. Here's what I've thought about it 4 months ago.
Okay, keeping topical or news from yesteryear.
With what we're talking about now.
Keeping topical.
It reeks of the other, of he's not good enough. Nobody's saying black. Nobody's saying that a black guy can't run the country. But it just,
or even half black.
Or even half black, which is a fair point. Like, cause it's interesting that we've gotten down, like, the first black president in America is so...
Great-great-grandma was black, so, like, you never know.
It's so important to us that we're, like, breaking it down to the chromosome. Like, well, there's an extra, you know, 7 white chromosomes. So, mostly, comparatively, he's white, you know, like, that's just, crazy.
Just stupid. It seemed to waste everybody's time a lot, and maybe you guys have the right point of... It's wasting the right side's time, in their opinion.
Right. Well, that's the political point, and fuck the political. Like, I'm so disinterested in that.
Yeah.
Well, fine, since we're in politics, I'm shocked that the 2012 election has already started.
What the fuck,
I'm disappointed, but I'm not shocked.
I'm actually a little shocked because it seems even ridiculous early for ridiculous early. Like, we're just going to start this shit up 2 years early, motherfuckers. Like, oh, great.
Last year was a year. Last time was a year and a half, though, wasn't it?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Like, it was
so next year,
summer of 2011. I'm good. Thank you.
If anybody wants it, you just point at that cup, and it will be filled. Just like...
Wow, just like that. Better set your shit down,
we'll
dude.
See.
It takes a minute. It takes a minute for the cup to get filled. So, yeah, I mean... Here's what I've been thinking about the Obama presidency. I think we've kind of blown it.
I think we missed a
historic achievement. Is it an historic?
Not if you pronounce the H. A historic.
Or an historic.
Yeah. And only assholes say don't pronounce
That's
the H.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah.
So, first Hawaiian president of the goddamn United States of America, dude.
That's worth something.
Yep.
I understand the blacks being happy about it.
It's not quite right.
But what I don't understand is why Samoan America doesn't fucking jump on their tables and cheer this president on. 4 months from now. Or it go.
I don't think Hawaiians are concerned with the rest of the country. They're like, fuck, we live in
not.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Local we elections there must be fucking intense. It's a great point. Because what do they have even electorally? Like, there's two House of Representative people and a fucking senator. They don't even get two senators.
Really?
I don't know. Just get one. Like, for your fucking, your tourism.
And why would you
even let Puerto Rico in the building? Fuck you.
We are on permanent vacation. We don't care what your politics are. That's why they have no idea that there's actually a Hawaiian
president.
I bet
import-export fucking is crazy there, man. Could you imagine, like, working in that office, whatever, you have to deal with, like, transit stuff?
Yeah.
But it's intense.
Everything has to come,
Yeah.
On boat.
We have sugar, maybe some coffee.
Pineapples. We're good on pineapples.
Yeah.
Pineapples we got covered.
Good on a car trip.
That's true, yeah. We were back in the carriage house at the Egghead compounds.
It's nice to be back in the carriage house.
It is nice. I was excited.
Whatever.
Earlier
this
today,
place
I was like, fucking
sweet. Pee
bucket. It does not have a pee bucket. I think we might actually have official facilities, though.
We couldn't have asked for a better climate as well.
It's lovely out, yeah.
Takes some getting used to.
Yeah, temperature's lovely.
Thank the sideshow for that.
Really?
Yep.
That's how that works?
Literally, I'm beginning to believe in miracles. It's some, like, it was supposed to rain both yesterday and today.
It rained like shit for a little bit where I was at Sam's Club today.
Oh, well, the sideshow was happening.
Really? Nice.
Couldn't believe it. It's like we put up a buffer.
Was it outdoors?
Yeah, they had the bands outdoors yesterday.
Nice.
And today they were afraid of the rain, so they actually lost an opportunity to have the bands outdoors again. But
I should warn you, if you use the facilities of the dog is inside, he might bother you. The dog has left some of his waste out here, so you have to watch where you're stepping.
Waste.
And I apologize. I was afraid of the rain and did not clean up his wet, gross dog shit.
Excellent. I look forward to that. I'll be sure to track it in your house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a rug you should probably step over.
Don't get any shit on my rug.
I forgot candles.
Excellent coffee, by the
Candies.
Way, dude.
Good.
Excellent. Is this more Highlander Grog?
Yep.
Okay.
It's the last of the Highlander Grog.
Whoa.
In existence?
To my knowledge.
Son of a bitch. Well, I'll especially enjoy this cup.
Please do.
I am.
You can have another half cup.
Oh, wow.
But not a full cup.
Oh, well.
But you can have three of those half cups.
Oh, wow, really? Well, let me finish this one up quick.
No, I'm just saying.
Should the first episode... Okay. I guess I should start with, how confusing is it to hear how the time frame of the show works out? When the show's called Snort Coffee Now, I'm about to discuss the first episode of Snort Coffee that we've recorded months ago at this point.
Right.
But have not released it for probably another month or so. So I haven't heard it. I don't know what's on it.
Can't be good.
It's underwater, I know that much.
No.
That part sucks.
Wait, Tang.
Actually,
right?
No. That one might not be underwater because that's a couple deep into the microphones.
Oh, okay.
So we might be good on that one.
Was Tang the first? That was the first thing that you posted?
Tang was
this
week.
Yeah.
But that was also posted on Snort Coffee for the first time this week.
Fakely.
Only
maybe that's why the links didn't work.
Yeah, fakely. I've added the past couple weeks to Snort Coffee.
Okay.
Last week might not have been there. And some other shit, I don't know.
Can I request a non... like, the page keeps growing and growing and growing, so whenever I click on it, like, I have to load the last year's worth of show notes.
Oh, I need to archive that, yeah.
All right, and so it's going to eat up my usage just to show up on your site.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I think we're getting a street cleaning.
Is that a tornado?
Or a tornado.
I think the sideshow magic just ran out. Because we're not far.
Weird. So the question is, I was completely off on our 100th episode, which is funny. I was 10 off.
That's great.
Yeah, I think it was
10 off.
90, yeah.
Oh my God.
It was way off.
Sorry to yell into that. Oh my goodness.
So we were saying we were at 100 and we were actually at 110?
No, when we said we were 100, we were actually at 90.
Called it early.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So this is our 100th episode. Excellent. Woohoo! 100th episode!
It might be. It's probably not, yeah. We're probably up to 110 or so now.
We got to bookmark that shit. Bookend that shit, actually, is what I meant to say.
Fuck, I lost my train of thought.
I'll do that to you.
Oh, the fucking 4 to 6 shows that we lost because they were crazy underwater added to that loveliness to the not being closer to 100.
Oh, I've got you. So it should have been like 96.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair.
Yeah, so I am not sure where 100 is going to fall.
Yeah, that's understandable.
But depending on when the first episode of Snort Coffee comes out, does it get called, is it Snort Coffee 1? Or is it Snort Coffee 1.105?
I think we just say, we give Snort Coffee the legacy that it deserves.
One.
And 100 and whatever it is. Snort Coffee Episode 1 is actually Snort Coffee Episode 117.
Six or whatever.
Or whatever it is, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, really?
So just carrying over the AK.com Presents numbering.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. What do you think?
I mean, it's a lie, but it's a truth. It's, you know.
It doesn't really matter. The only, like.
No, and I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. But.
It certainly gives us more, better creds.
The problem there is that does somebody go to.
Nobody wants to listen to those.
Yeah, snortcoffee.com and say, oh, you say you're on 117, where's 116?
Don't start listening to Snort Coffee for another 50 episodes. We are really going to pull it together, folks.
I think we're close now,
right,
dude.
There. Yeah.
I think we're close. I know the late 80s were good episodes.
Good.
A little bit of underwater in there. There's been a lot of underwater lately. Hopefully I've got that problem solved. Cox.
Don't beat yourself up, man.
So you think, Matt, do you care?
No, I don't care.
What do you think?
I guess I'm pretty well indifferent.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
But what do you think and what do you care? Or do you care, and what do you think are two different questions.
Yes.
So yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. What?
Here's what I'm interested in. We just had a conversation, and I wonder if that's a good conversation to have. Like, that general topic, like, waxing sort of on yourself and the thing that it is. You know what I mean?
I think it's kind
of
interesting. I listen
either,
to
I think
other
that's
shows.
Partially because we're in a garage at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think listening to other shows, I think it's interesting to hear, like, production shit.
Honestly, there's very few things I've heard talked about that I haven't been interested in. Like, if it's an honest, real look at stuff and not just like, oh, isn't that crazy? With awful voices, looking at you, No Agenda.
You tell them.
Is the show still on?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, 4 months from now.
You never know.
If this May 21st thing comes up, then nobody's listening to this shit. Well,
is that the May 21st? Is that the day we're all dead?
Yeah.
Like the
one
of the days we're
all dead? Supposedly, it's like show May 21st is the rapture.
Okay.
And then it's in October.
That's not that
when
that's
everybody's
not
dead.
The way it works, I don't think.
Why do you think
it's instantaneous? Well, I totally agree with that.
Do you think God shows up and bam?
No.
You don't think it's going to time logistics?
The Bible says that the rapture happens and then there's like several years of, potentially 7 years of.
Seven?
Yeah.
Number of completion.
At least they'll get Sideshow 14.
Seriously, it does show up throughout the Bible.
Yeah.
At least Sideshow 14 is going to happen. Yep. We know that much.
Sideshow 7.
Can't wait.
Wow.
Oh, we got 7 more after the 21st, right?
No, supposedly there's 7 years after.
We'll get to Sideshow 13.
13? Yeah. Oh, that seems fitting.
The rapture slash, potentially like a covenant signed between the Palestinians and the Israelis for peace.
Christine wants to call them the Israelites. Like, is demanding now that, like, no, modern day Jews from Israel, and I guess just any person from Israel, because Jew is a religious connotation. So any person who is what is now considered an Israeli, she wants to refer to as Israelites. I guess it makes me chuckle.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's old school. Old Testament.
I remember what that was about. Anything?
Yeah. Well, okay, so...
May 21st.
May 21st.
That's coming up soon.
Seriously?
Yeah. Like, real soon.
Like, well, this podcast will never
Everybody's
be heard,
fine.
Right?
Yeah, if you guys can hear this, I think we might have done our own. Unless it was a rapture and they took all the Christians.
Another Hail Bob Comet, folks.
If
don't fucking worry.
If they took all the Christians, then I don't know who's listening. Probably
we didn't lose any listeners.
No, we didn't lose any listeners.
All right.
At all. Okay. Maybe your dad. Mm-hmm. Who picks on Facebook the best fucking show names every time.
Does he?
Every time, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen his vote.
I've never used his, but he picks the best ones all the
time. Do you think he listens to the show or just...
I don't know.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So for sure that he's listened to an episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This week he picked self-identified Tang Man, which is funny.
It was so hard for me to pick Scab Dancers, but man, Scab Dancers is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And then I realized what it was from, and then it was like, it's not as funny, to be
honest. It's
still
pretty funny,
but... It's okay.
I'm gonna be on the lookout for that. I'm just got back on Facebook and didn't realize that was happening.
Which reminds me, you popping back up on Facebook fucks me up because we're still friends.
Yeah, we're
you
still
come
friends.
Back he and you think I'm just gonna accept your friendship back?
Kill it.
And it's bullshit.
Yeah, he didn't really quit
put
though.
In a coma.
You didn't really kill it.
Oh, there's those two options, and that's what they. I think that was their response to. They're not deleting. They're saving everybody's data. Even when you quit, you don't really quit. Their response was, fine, you can quit or really quit.
It was difficult for me to quit MySpace.
I did. You brought up a valid concern, though.
I still got a MySpace account.
Yeah, I still have a MySpace account.
So I actually
unfortunately,
deleted
MySpace
my
is
account.
What my Flickr nice. Should be. Yeah. I have a Flickr account, but all my stuff that's worth anything is on MySpace.
Yeah. Ugh. It's where all the cool people are going, dude.
I hear big in the Latin, in the Latino community.
Really?
Not Latin, I guess. But
MySpaces? Or Flickr?
No, MySpace.
Oh, okay. I just heard it was popular with the...
They're about 5 years behind, right?
Huh?
They're about 5 years behind.
4 months.
Technology-wise?
Oh,
5 years and 4 months. Okay.
5 years and 4 months. Wow.
Gotta stop going. Got a little way to make
that noise.
Coffee
takes me back in time.
Do what?
This coffee takes me back in time.
How far back?
To 1995, Baba Boudin's, Cincinnati, Ohio. Nice little coffee shop.
Can't imagine it existing.
I can't imagine
getting
a stronger compliment for a pot of coffee that you've made. Like, for a person to look at you in the eye and say, this coffee takes me back in time. And it wasn't a super impressive date. It wasn't Revolutionary War. It wasn't any of the big hits of history. But it did... take you back in time. You know what I mean? Like, that really means a lot. I've had a lot of good, in the last little bit, just now, I've had a lot of compliments to my preparation of consumables.
I mean, just within the past couple of minutes where you say that's a good cup of coffee, and then again,
also at the sideshow. Somebody asked for my recipe for vegan chili that
Can
I just found
out. Can you
hand
me that beer again? That was incredible.
People like that. We went through the Amber Bach, finished it off, 2 kegs.
Wow.
They got kegs this year.
Wow.
Man.
And they made...
I'm really kind of disappointed in myself for not
hipster
showing.
Hipster artists love the Amber Bach.
Well, yeah.
Well, it was $2, and the other $2 beer was Bud Light.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So,
that makes it an easy choice, doesn't it?
Answers that question, certainly.
Even though the kegs cost the same. That's what I was told by...
both kegs cost the same, and they were charging the same price for each.
Right.
Okay.
They had Stella. They had like three. They had those two. And then
Stella.
They had like Stella, Duckhead, or like that. There was a Duckhead on the keg handle. Quack, quack, something. And Honkers.
Duck Breath?
Honkers.
Honkers, I think, is good.
Yeah.
Honkers
and
ale,
Shock Top.
Something.
Yeah, it was some kind
of
ale.
Yeah.
And Shock Top, which is, I guess, a Belgian
crazy, hippie fucking
white.
Beer.
Yeah. But compared to like lukewarm fucking PBRs before. Right.
That's good. How's the new venue?
It's cool. It's the old Dayton Yellow Cab Company.
Yeah, still don't know what you're talking about.
Check
your show notes.
Yeah. It's an old cab place.
Does it look like Taxi?
Sort of.
Danny DeVito there?
Not that I saw, but...
What's his name? Fuck. Christopher Lloyd?
Andy
Kaufman.
I bet
he would have been there. He didn't look hard enough.
Christopher Lloyd was screaming obscenities at every mixed-race couple that came in.
Wow.
Is that what he does?
Awful. Well, I guess it's like He was under the heading of performance art on the list that they're
handing out. That's what you paid for. Yeah.
Right. Right. Came in a van, not a DeLorean, which I would have thought.
Or a taxi.
What are you going to... Yeah, I mean, something.
I would have thought taxi would have been most appropriate, but... What about Mary Lou Henner? Was she there?
Did not make an appearance. Okay.
What about Tony Danza?
Tony Danza was there.
Okay. All right.
All these people were on taxi?
What about Ralph Macchio? No, not... Chachi? Is that who it was? Chachi was on there?
Yes.
Okay. Was he there?
Chachi?
No.
Okay.
No. Well, Friday night, but not Saturday.
What about Chachi's wife? That Stamos lady.
Dressed like Danny DeVito.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess.
It was sort of another...
That fucking weird fashion they got nowadays.
They have to let them stay in the building. Like, they've got, like, some sort of legal
rights. We saw a bunch of onesies like that in L.A., so that's how they do it, right?
Right.
And that's how Danny DeVito dresses a lot.
Well, the full cast has some sort of crazy legal right to always occupy the building, no matter what the ownership legally is.
Yeah. And so they actually film Taxi there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
In Dayton, Ohio.
Wow, okay. That sounds about trashy enough. Look, I was guessing like Philadelphia or New York, but Dayton, Ohio.
Remember there was a piece of like plexiglass?
Yeah.
And it had a hole cut in it, right? And a little slot down at the bottom?
Yep.
Right there.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. Swear to God.
It was like pictures of the stars?
No,
next to the pictures of the stars?
I don't see.
Okay.
Like, try to talk to any of those, because not all of them are still there.
Yeah.
Danny's there in the summer. He summers here, but they're not all there. And if you try to talk to them about Taxi, they do not want to talk to you about Taxi.
Wow.
Even I guess Tony they were dark years. I get, like, from what I've gathered, just sort of third-hand information.
It was a gritty show.
Right.
Yeah, makes sense.
Could you imagine working with Andy Kaufman?
Or Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah. Like, or Danny DeVito, or, like, every person that you've named.
I'm still shocked. Super nuts. All those people
Mary
really
Lou Henner,
on that show.
Awful. Awful person.
She's a horrible person.
That's all I've ever heard.
Well. Yeah.
True?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All
right.
Yeah. Horrible. Right. Like the meanest lady in showbiz, I think.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck she is.
I thought she was a gymnast at first, but it turns out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got the name of a gymnast.
She does. And the build.
I got a little way to be an asshole on Twitter. You got Pocket Robots, and this was actually on the at Snort Coffee feed, I guess. Only tweet things that are links, so it makes it really hard to scroll past it when you're scrolling on your smartphone without clicking on one of the links.
Oh, nice, yeah. Because if you do a full link and not a tiny URL, then it's a thumb-sized chunk.
Yep.
I like
so
that.
So chances are increased significantly of clicking on something.
Link after link, because they're just going to have... Fuck, I got to scroll past this. Yep. Damn it. And I hit three of them on my way.
They got the 140-character deal, so that kind of fucks you on some of it.
No. Tweet.
Fill up. Oh, okay.
Then a new tweet.
Yeah, because you get a page, you can fit five on your fucking thing or whatever.
There you go.
Good call. I'm not sure about the show notes on my phone thing. I need to transfer them.
We should start a Twitter that allows just that amount. Ah, forget it. We're not going to start a Twitter anyway.
No, probably not. Call up Howard Burton. See what they got to say.
Whatever, guys. If you want to work with it, it's fine.
You guys seen the Mohawk motorcycle helmets?
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
On TV,
not in real life.
Mm-hmm. They're typically colored purple or something stupid.
They look like a broom. They do not look like a mohawk. It's not.
I want to come up with a faux hawk motorcycle helmet. So it's kind of hairy all the way across, you know, but then comes to a, like, poor man's. I'm too much of a wuss to get a real mohawk.
Right. But my hair is 2.5 inches long.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or. Just find people that with the mohawk.
You could angle it in, too. Yeah. Like, the way the things go in.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The helmet itself?
No, just...
The hair.
Because it's set up like a broom. I mean, they're thick. It's not hair-like at all.
Right.
There's individual holes sort of gridded out.
Right.
And you could have those holes drilled in such a way that on the outside pieces, it's pointing toward... It's fully faux-ing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fully faux-ing.
I'm not sure how to spell that.
Look it up.
We could just steal the dude's helmets with the Mohawk ones and create faux hawks on them, though.
Need to trim them, but yeah, that'd be the easiest part. Yeah.
Take the extra tidbits off the top and glue them to the sides.
Nice, there you go. Yeah.
Reduce, done and done. Reuse, recycle. It's like trying to rain. I have to tinkle.
You can go inside if you want.
We're around here.
We're around there, yeah.
I hate to tell you, I'm just not really into indoor plumbing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not so bad when it's dark out.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me so much, but I don't know how much it bothers the neighbors.
I try not to pee on them.
Yeah. I don't think I've got much for notes. The sounds of Joel peeing.
I got some shit, but it's kind of annoying to me. Let's see. Let me take a quick look. Okay, it's a little local. This happens all the time, though.
This is a little local, too.
All over the country, I'm sure this happens, so apply it to your own situation. But around here, recently, a cop got ran over putting out stop sticks to stop some high-speed chase dude, right?
Okay.
And
get run over by the dude that they're trying to stop?
All over.
Yeah, it's got to, right? I mean, it's not the first I've heard of it.
It's an easy move from the criminals. Like, if you're a sociopath. Right.
Well,
and life doesn't mean anything to you, or you're just shit-faced and you make a horrible decision at a precise time.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. I don't think it's entirely dude's fault. Yeah, that guy sucks. He shouldn't be running from the police, but somebody fucked up if this dude got run over. Either he fucked up or his boss fucked up, because you know where the guy is. You've got your police friends chasing him.
Yeah.
You should be far enough in front of him that you can put the stop sticks out and get out of the way.
You would think,
You shouldn't be just like, well, I'll go out far enough to, you know, I can put the stop sticks out.
Yeah.
Another 100 yards, you could have gotten out of the way.
Yeah.
So that shit pisses me off. So either he fucked up and said, well, I'll go 2 miles ahead.
Dude, the industry fucked up by not making the stop stick string long enough. Like, he didn't toss it and was like...
And you think he was standing off the side of the road.
Like, you would...
And just give it a toss.
Just for safety's sake, you'd have one that covers 4 lanes, potentially.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, you couldn't throw it too far. You know what I mean? There'd never be...
Yeah.
Do you have to, like, roll them out? Or can you just fucking give it a toss?
I think you just toss them.
I think it's like accordion style, where, like, it's crossed.
Yep.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's... Yeah, and it just goes out and sort of scissors.
Okay. Huh.
I think it's like a tent pole thing.
Okay.
You know, kind of like that, but you don't have to link them back in.
Okay.
You know? I saw...
What's in them? Like, how do they... Huh?
Nails? And glass.
Yeah. Nails, yeah. I didn't realize glass, but...
Well, you got all this extra glass. What the hell?
Just glue it to it?
Yeah. Hot glued.
Huh. You would think just get the fuck out of the way. Like, if you see a dude barreling down on you and you haven't tossed the sticks yet, it's time to go. Like,
too late.
You missed.
We missed him. Yeah,
you missed. So
I'll circle around if the next guy didn't get him.
So it's totally the cop's fault for being a dumbass. Or did he, like, toss it and fall into traffic, you know? Good.
Clumsy cop.
Yeah. Banana peels everywhere.
Yeah, unless the guy, like, swerved to get him on the side of the road,
I
think
it's totally the cop's fault. I don't think so.
What
and on top of that, the guy should be in front of this fucking cruiser. Too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so hits the
cruiser to hit him.
I would have thought that'd been SOP.
Exactly.
Huh.
Maybe that's what he did. Like, how much do you know about this specific case?
Everything.
Every detail. I watched a video of it.
Okay. So he had his car parked.
I have no idea. I suspect it wasn't moving. I can give you that much info.
Okay. So there's a non-moving car that was his car that was somewhere, like, within the county.
It was on the road. It was in the county. It was.
Okay.
On the side of the road, even. I'll get that specific.
But then... What does that mean? Like, how does that help us define... Like, I need better than that. But you know everything.
That's right.
Well, yeah, so he tossed out the sticks.
No, but you're not willing to say.
And he couldn't get back out quick enough. He went up to straighten out the third lane.
Not a clumsy cop.
No,
no banana peels.
I can't guarantee that.
Okay.
I cannot guarantee that.
For someone with such specific knowledge, it's very loose connections.
And on top of it, he's being, he was arrested or whatever, being tried for...
The cop?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
The dude whose name is like Israel, which
nice.
Is
okay.
weird.
I actually know an Israel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black Muslim dude?
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, no. That probably wasn't him.
White Christian dude, actually.
I can see that. Honestly, I can see that going either
way. Mix up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Being charged
with
vehicular homicide.
He is or is not being charged?
Is being charged with homicide. And I think that that's going to get pled down to a manslaughter
all
real
snap.
Quick.
Certainly. Earlier than I expected.
Perhaps the least of the guy's troubles, but...
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just turned your microphone off.
Well, fuck that.
And I'm pretty sure Matt just called you his girlfriend.
What? No, I didn't.
I can deal with the microphone being off as long as Matt's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
That's hot.
Look at you go. Holy fuck.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, I have.
Return a flask?
Wow. That 4 years ago.
Look at you. I'll be damned.
It's nice. A flask. That's great.
Did you return it empty?
Yeah.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong.
I'm sure that is some sort of, in some segment of society, that's a rule
man.
Somewhere.
Never like, recover
if you're a dude.
A flask or a casserole pan empty.
A million bucks. Yeah.
Burnett's, dude. Didn't
water. I would have noticed. Yeah. I'm not drinking
that's
it.
I'm just going to pour it out anyway. It's toilet water. Enjoy your flask.
Mine was filled with Snapple the day of the wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Yep. Filled everybody
yeah,
else
I was
with
if you need
booze, but
I kind of got to run inside if you want
one. We can do it next time we take a break.
All right. Bobby's here. Bobby's turn on our microphone and say hello.
Man, what the fuck just happened?
Hello.
Bathing in like maple syrup today or something?
No, you smell maple?
I think so.
I smell it too.
Yeah. That's weird.
You know what it could be? I don't know.
You sweat maple?
Yeah, that could be it. For real, you smell maple?
A little bit, yeah.
That's an odd smell.
Yeah. I know my maple too, so.
I didn't eat any pancakes today. Mm. No syrup.
Nice.
Hawaiian waffles. Breeze from Glade.
Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe.
I just sprayed
yeah,
that around
maybe.
My house.
Yeah, maybe.
So that could be it.
That's crazy, because that's several miles away from here.
I guess.
Huh. All right.
Well, I don't know.
What'd I miss?
Recap real quick. Okay, we started out.
I fell out.
Just kind of bullshitting. It was just Austin and I for a few minutes. And then Joel came in. What did we really talk about before Joel got here? Wasn't really a lot, was it? Just kind of getting the niceties out.
Oh, you asked me if I could feed your horses.
Oh, yeah. And you said you were going to.
Yeah, I can.
Yep,
yeah.
On that one day. Yep.
I played the last 30 seconds of Rock Lobster.
Yeah, Joel came in.
Joel
in
the first thing I did when I got here.
With some UB40 or something.
We got into some political shit then there pretty quick for a little while.
Yeah.
A little end of the world and God shit.
Yeah.
Huh. You just brought it around.
Same old, same old.
Yeah. You just brought it around because I was about to say that I'm not as sad about being late as I originally was.
You were sad about being late?
A little bit.
I never get bummed being late.
I'm a punctual dude.
Oh, late. Late. Not laid. I see. That's completely different.
Subtle, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I am annoyed by being late. I'm never annoyed by being late.
No, now that you're my girlfriend.
No, you were my girlfriend.
Yeah, never annoyed by being laid, say you.
Well, I made the assumption that you were the dude, so maybe I don't know. I remember wrong.
You made the right assumption.
Big assumption.
Okay. I've seen Bobby cry more than I've seen Matt cry. That might be worth something.
I don't know. How many times have you actually seen me cry?
At least a couple. Yeah,
why do you
three,
associate,
four.
Yeah. Like intercourse with crying. Why does that? I'm not sure why that plays in.
Yeah, how did that?
I think just one, though, right?
Just one what?
Bobby's really concerned with the number of times Austin's seen him cry. Like,
yeah, like, I'll admit, I'll cry like
just
a bitch.
Just one for me.
But I want to get this straight. It was only one.
It was only one recorded live on a show.
What was the other time?
I missed that one.
I think I've seen
one,
you getting upset and crying at work for something.
Oh, one time, yeah.
At least once. Probably more than that.
Probably once.
You've seen me cry a couple times, too. So
probably once a week.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's been covered before.
Is that common?
Right.
Like, with
I'm
your
a bit
experience
of, a
of intercourse? Like somebody's not always the same person, but somebody's going to cry?
Yeah, typically, from pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not a big crier as far as like, this was the most sensual moment I've ever had. But pain, yes.
But like, so you were just faking it that night, though. Is what
you put sandpaper inside that orifice, and then I fucked it. Now I'm in pain.
Yeah. It's not usually me that's in pain. It's usually the other.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Stretching going on. That's all. I'll leave it at that. Lots of stretching.
Got to reach at the top, too. A lot of people just go for the legs.
Yeah.
You really need to reach at the top, too. That's how you stretch.
Yep. Get it. Not much lube. Lots of stretching. Crying. Smells like maple.
That's going to be the name of the show. I thought of
a good question. We discussed Long John Thermal a while ago. I mean, he's a smart dude. That motherfucker also invent the waffle.
Patented that pattern. That, like, everything you see was printed out like that.
Yeah, okay. He's got the patent on that waffly
first
thermal.
First, gotta realize that we need fucking sort
holes.
Of like a really solid structure.
Okay, but if that's the case, and his name's Long John Thermal, he had a lot of other names to choose from, and he went with Thermal.
John Waffle Thermal.
Yeah, but chain link fence.
Nope.
He invented that as well.
That would be the name that you would give the person who came up with the grid?
Chain link fence.
That's a diamond.
Is he an MMA fighter too? Why is he named chain link fence?
It plays well.
Mr. Thermal has nothing to do with that.
It makes you take notice, but I think Long John Thermal does in a different way, certainly.
Yeah, but there's probably others, though. I'm just saying.
Like, no, I'm not that Long John Thermal.
Chain link fence wasn't mine.
No.
I just got a waffle in those pants.
Grid paper. I love waffles, don't get me wrong, but...
If you're going with that grid pattern, though, I'm saying there's a lot of other items that he also invented that he then had a choice of names from.
Not as many as you think. His cousin invented plaid.
Well, because he was tripping, and he couldn't get the lines straightened up. So they just came thick, thin, and off-center, and that's where you get plaid from.
Right.
Was he just trying to make one color initially? Like, he was trying to make brown.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it because he kept on missing the overlap. Okay. Right.
No, that's blue, but just a little bit of blue, so I'll put it in there.
Yeah.
But it was at Frisch's. It was at Frisch's, so he only had the choices of red, yellow, and green for the crayons.
I didn't realize plaid was invented in crayons.
It's interesting.
And after Frisch's.
Yeah. All right.
After we had... Society had moved on to the point where it had restaurants where you could sit down and have a waitress or just go through the drive-thru.
And crappy onion rings.
I saw that. It's weird.
Wow, that's a strong position.
On Frisch's onion rings?
Yeah. They have gross onion rings.
They have awful.
The breading is gross.
It's horrible.
Yeah, they fucked up.
That's goddamn blasphemy.
No, their onion rings are gross.
Yep, they're awful.
The breading is too like floury. Yep.
Okay, if you like,
it needs to be bread
if you like that style of onion ring... But you don't like Frisch's?
No, I think we just said we didn't.
Yeah.
I like Frisch's. I just don't like their onion rings.
So how do you like your onion rings? Small and tight? Crispy? You don't like the big fluffies?
No, I like them big like that. I like the big, thick, like half-inch, crunchy.
That's what I just was saying.
I'm okay with that. I just like a better batter.
But just like goddamn John Thermal Waffle Chain Link Fence, you would not let me finish my thought. I'm saying...
These measurements made me think of, like, dick sizes and, like... I like a good half-inch fucking onion ring.
If you like that style, but you don't like Frisch's flavor, you should try Arby's. See, I didn't get the you should try Arby's in, and you just went in with the judging and you judged.
This year's going to be a link to their menu.
I've never tried Arby's.
They have these new steakhouse onion rings.
Oh, yeah?
And they're bomb.
What?
How's the breading?
They're really good.
I'm trying to think who has good onion rings, but I don't know.
Well, Frisch's has good fucking onion rings as far as I'm concerned.
So. I've had good onion rings recently somewhere, but I don't remember where.
I was thinking of their fish sandwich when I took my position on onion rings. They have a good fish sandwich.
Is good, yeah. It's not bad.
I'm neither here nor there on the onion rings, but on the fish sandwich, they have a really strong fish sandwich.
Tastes even better on Fridays during Lent.
It might. Fresher.
When I worked at Cadillacs,
a little bit of Jesus in every
sandwich. On Fridays with fish orders during Lent.
Catholics love to drink.
I enjoy the fish specials at Lent. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
..particularly engaged either way, but hey, fuck, two for, you know,
two
whatever.
Two fishes for $1.50 or something.
Yeah.
Do it.
Oh, my foot's...
I can't remember where I had a good onion rings.
I'd take a White Castle onion chip over a Frisch's onion ring any day of the week.
Yeah, just too powdery and like the texture's too small.
You heard it here first, folks.
I miss White Castle.
They're still around.
It's all in the hood now.
Not anywhere where I can go and still get home in time.
Like, I'm not allowed I'm prohibited those
from those areas. I'm saying it's too far away from my house.
Oh.
Huber's the closest one.
That's one I go to periodically. That one and the hood one.
We passed a bunch of crystals. You ever eaten at a crystal when we went down to Tennessee?
I've never.
It looks like it looks White Castle style. It's like small slider burgers, and I couldn't talk the wife into stopping.
If I'm not mistaken, it's the same franchise, like the same owner.
I think you're right. I think it is too. Yeah.
What about Wasn't there like White Castle and there's another one?
You thinking a Wimpy Burger?
No.
That was White Castle style. That was down on I think Springfield and Linden.
Downtown?
Yeah. That was still open?
Close to Sideshow 6? No, it's turned into some vegan joint.
How did your show go?
Good.
Oh, yeah, that was something else we discussed.
We talked about that, too.
I figured.
Best one till next year. That's what I've heard.
Number of completion.
Goes right on the sign.
Look out, Megan. Nah, you're cool now. I'm just kidding.
Duck.
Did you show art?
Yeah, I had some stuff.
How do you like it?
It was weird. I was more concerned about my the cooking that I did for the show than I was the art. Like, whatever. You don't generate anything out of a thing like that. It's just a cool time to hang out with a bunch of artists and get drunk. And
we should really consider seeing what the options are for doing a live show there.
Live show, I mean, it really depends on the venue.
Yeah.
Last night they had the music outside, so you probably could have walled off.
Yeah, and I don't know what...
Like,
yeah, I don't know what
velvet
the...
roped off a section
and
had this set up, essentially. Yeah. We'd probably want to be outside for smoking reasons.
That'd be lovely, yeah.
But you could pick, you know, a side of the building where that was more background.
Do you think we could talk with people standing around us?
I kind of
can't imagine that people would stand around us because we don't say funny enough stuff quick enough.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody would stand around. I think your stand-arounds would be your fucking problems.
Really? Well,
if we could they're standing around, they're fucking really
that
drunk,
might be cool, though.
And you don't want to...
Can we heckle back and forth with them?
I think we totally could.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
As long as nobody gets mad at me for making fun of people, but only to be funny.
I think whether it was funny or not, I mean...
Until there's punches
when
thrown.
When people are drunk, dude, people... Trouble. I think you could do it, but you'd be running the risk every time, just sort of a lottery of maybe this person's super hostile and had a shitty day and now is too inebriated to give a fuck.
I'll just stand up.
Four dudes, though, on our side.
What?
Large plexiglass box.
There we go.
A Popemobile podcasting.
Nice. It's one of those unit. Tiger cages where you can, like, I'd let the tiger crawl all over it.
Nice.
And ridiculously
tiger shit
small,
everywhere.
Like, to the point where we have to be touching shoulders.
We share one mic. All I need
that could be like a
mic.
Performance piece.
Our noses are touching. Like, this is so creepy.
These dudes are going to touch noses for 4 hours later, man. It's going to be crazy.
Your breath stinks.
Keep expecting this to be beer. Does anybody want to try one of these?
I'm kind of scared of it, and I don't want to drink anything. Arnold Palmer's putting a.
I was going to ask if I thought that looked Arnold Palmerish.
Yeah.
It's the hardest fucking thing in the world to say.
Arnold Palmer, yeah, it's tough.
Man.
It doesn't taste like alcohol.
Really? I've got to try one. Do you mind?
Did you guys know that my grandpa looks just like Arnold Palmer?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he's old?
Did not.
He looks just like him.
Play golf well?
He plays golf all right. Actually, I don't know if he golfs at all anymore.
We should just parade him around.
Like, he used to be mistaken for Arnold Palmer. That was weird.
I just wanted to take a look at
I got sick from a non-alcoholic
grandpa.
Arnold Palmer. That's why I have to drink this.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I got
Arnold
like
Palmer
on the tall boys fucking cans that they sell at the
you
at
got
the store.
Sick from it?
Yeah. Like,
and that's why you have to drink this?
Well, I feel like
test the waters.
You know.
You want to know if the combination of iced tea and lemonade is what made you sick?
No, I want to get sick.
Okay.
Want to
well,
I haven't been sick in a long time.
I can't believe I skipped over that. That's obvious.
No, just because I had that bad experience, I'm trying not to like because my tendency is, if I have a bad experience, I wall myself off.
And so now you're cutting powering
yourself off.
Through.
Right. I'm just...
Oh.
And if I have another bad experience, then that's two, and I should definitely take that
fool
into consideration.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right. This one's on me.
Yeah. This one's on
me. This one's on me.
This is two. Twice.
It was Arnold Palmer's fault.
But we don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
And we're witnessing it. You're powering through, and we're here to witness.
Not yet. I haven't taken it.
I know.
I'm just going to let it sit there.
How much money does Arnold Palmer make for every beverage that he sells?
You know,
12 cents per bottle.
Jesus Christ. Of every mixed drink.
On the booze.
He's got to, doesn't he?
He only gets 9 cents on the non-alcohol.
That's a fuck below
the
money,
able to
dude.
Sign a better deal for
wow.
this.
People like that drink. Popularity. In Florida, that drink crushes. Like, people really on it.
Can
supposedly
you even
refreshing.
Get
non-light anymore?
Or will make you sick.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. And the light's better.
I don't think that the non-light exists anymore.
It might not. But maybe it's because of like
light
Darwinism.
I don't know what that means.
The light's better. So yeah. Survival of the fittest.
I've never tried the other one.
I've been doing this crazy thing lately.
Don't you just call it regular then? Save the printing cost?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, regular is a longer word. So.
But maybe originally they wanted to
cut out the light entirely.
Regular
for fatties and for people that are fat pretending to try to get skinny.
What was I about to say? Nice. Oh, damn. Nah, but...
for us to know.
Nah, but... what I was wondering when I saw this, because I have seen the Arnold Palmer, obviously the Arizona-style cans, you know, all over the place.
Does Arizona have a market? Like, it's their can?
That's tall boy.
They came up with the first.
They came in the 24
that wasn't
22,
beer,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I always assumed that Arnold Palmer is associated with older people, obviously. But also, I figured it to be associated with more of a conservative view. And then for them to put out an alcoholic version of it that's actually, like, licensed with his signature, I'm kind of surprised about. Although I imagine
he
drank.
Conservative. Right. Yeah, I mean.
I imagine he drank.
You have to be ultra-conservative, not to believe in
booze. You
have
to be orthodox golfer to go that far.
Acidic. That beard would get itchy.
Yeah. Out on the links, you got to be, that's a hot 18. It's not bad, and the light doesn't bother me either. Then when you said the light, I was like, fuck, I hate light shit. Like, I hate light, anything that tastes overly of that fucking NutraSweet, whatever the shit that
chemically
is.
Chemically rather than, like, normal.
Sugar, yeah.
I learned this trick from my crackhead uncle, although I can't do it with what he used to do it with, but in order to, he was so poor,
Even in this neighborhood? We couldn't take 5 minutes? Right. Come on.
In order to conserve, he would take his drinks, whether it be a 2 liter of this, 2 liter of that, and mix it with half water and double his output, right?
Wow.
So not saying he invented, we're not, you know, it's not, you know.
He invented halving things.
But that's where I learned it from. Well, lately, I've been doing it with all kinds of crazy shit, and it's kind of beneficial. You do it with Febreze, for one.
It's beneficial.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great, right off the top.
That sounds good.
Yeah, because you're lightening the Febreze, which kind of can be too heavy on
the
stone.
It's a
little
strong.
Yeah, sure. And you're doubling your output.
Right.
Do you guys all Febreze, like, for real?
Yeah.
Really?
Everybody Febreze is
doing. Really? I don't do it.
I mean, that's
I just did it on
house.
My crazy new
I've got cats, so yeah,
super totally stinky furniture.
Get an extra day out of that shirt.
Dude. That's where I started with it.
Maybe two.
I don't bother with the that,
I now just... I actually... kind of almost do it nightly on my couch and my area rug just so that I can freshen it up. Because I will also smoke like one cigarette in my living room when they're upstairs in bed.
Yeah.
And so I kind of do it to get rid of that as well. But it's also just to kind of freshen the whole living room.
All right.
But I'm super obsessed with smell goods lately as well.
Can you call them something else?
Maple.
That's what we've always called them. Smell goods.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to work in a smell goods factory, and that's fucking true.
I believe it.
Also
said that's fucking true.
Simple. Precision packaging. Look
also
it up.
Sounds queer.
I just recently started calling it smell good.
I work in a smell good factory.
Yeah, well, because when I hung out with a group of friends when I first got my own apartment and all my buddies, we all hung out together.
With your cousin?
Yeah, with my cousin.
way to go.
We would call everything something goofy. Like your eyes weren't your eyes, they were your peepers. Your legs weren't your legs, they were your walking sticks. And we would just make up goofy names like that for everything. So we always
forgot that you weren't 12 years old.
Yeah, we always called air fresheners and candles.
Oh, we pay rent
all
now.
Smell goods.
I think that's your strongest one.
You don't like walking sticks?
That's all right.
Your
I've
peepers?
Heard it before. Peepers, give or take.
What about
but
your listeners?
Good.
What about your listeners?
It's not bad. Better than peepers. Just one man's opinion. Matt's gone.
Yeah, Matt left.
Later, man. What about your guitar strummers?
Jesus
so we called your thumbs.
Your hands?
No, that I just made up. I reached deep for that one.
Don't use a fork, just eat with your guitar strummers, man.
But to circle it all back around to what I originally started with, buy Arizona the gallon jugs of the super sweet tea. half that with water, and you've got regular tea.
Regular tea, because that shit's
super,
ridiculous.
Super sweet. Yeah. It's good, and you've doubled your output.
There you go.
That's, wow, between Febreze and that one are two really strong ones. And when you said Febreze, I thought, there's not going to be anything that I'm going to put inside me that I'm going to want to have.
Except
when you said Coke, except Dick, when you said Coke, Coca-Cola, I thought... I
he mainly did it with Orange Pop, I remember specifically, because I only story. Went over to his house when I was pretty young.
Orange
so
Pop, he was totally a crackhead.
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely right.
He, like, lived off of, like, he was, he would eat, his whole diet would be based around outputting the most plasma for the week. And that's how...
I only go twice a week when I went.
Yeah, that was one of his incomes. And he would get pissed if he got sick and wasn't able to fucking donate or something like that.
How do you build up your plasma?
Yeah, in 2003,
you eat like eggs. Like, eggs helps. And
plasma's extra plasma today.
Wow, you must have had some extra eggs. Here's $30 instead of $28.
Well, it is... Here's what I know for a fact.
You've done it before.
Yeah. About donating plasma is there are levels. Depending on what they get out of you, generally size is the thing. I didn't realize that you could have eaten for it. I could have really made some fucking money.
Plasma cells.
Yeah.
But I think the top, in 2003, if you gave a dope-ass, bomb-ass fucking donation while selling, they call it donation, even though they give you money. I didn't understand that part.
Right.
It was like $50. Like, I regularly got 40.
Right.
So I was thinking when you're saying...
Did you strive? You didn't strive. You didn't look. You didn't...
Right.
We interneted in 93. Why didn't
you? It's
true. You said
2003. 2003, yeah.
Well, we definitely interneted.
Yeah, full on. We were full on interneting.
Hey, do you guys want to say goodbye real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Snortcoffee.com. Phone number is 937-1040.
Follow us
with a 551 in the middle.
At Snort Coffee.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter.
Facebook.
Oh, I forgot the password.
Facebook isn't a thing right now yet.
Yeah, they haven't invented it yet. We're doing this podcast in 2003.
I thought you meant in 4 months when people listen to this.
That's
Facebook
possible, too. Oh. Yeah, you never know.
Oh, that's why the fucking live show wouldn't work unless the people listening copped into a time machine and went forward 4 months.
I think they still have ears.
We'd have to be calling it something else besides a live show. This is just as live as that will be. We don't call this a live show.
No, this is described.
I think every podcast is live.
Yeah, you always do say live at the something. Yeah. Lucille 3 floor.
Yeah, I always like recorded live.
Yeah.
So Twitter, Facebook. We'll figure out Facebook. If it's there, we'll be there. If it's not there, we will not be there.
Yeah. Find it somewhere.
I've gotten in trouble for hiring people to badmouth Google.
Yeah.
You gotta love
it. That's great.
Is that what that headline was?
Bye-bye.
4 months ago.
See you.
Oh, what I was going to say real quick about plasma.
God damn!
No money behind the counter. They had ATMs. They gave you a receipt. You punched in a code. I thought that was really
That's secure.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to bring a pickup truck and drag that motherfucker out.
Right.
Or you ain't getting dick.
You're in depths of crackdom if you've got to get your...
Fully, dude. Yeah. Fully. The crowd there is hardcore.
Why do I want crackhead plasma?
Yeah.
If I'm needing plasma, do I not care who it comes from?
Yeah, I think so. That's...
And is crack, like,
I think
really?
You burn it off, like, when you're cooking with alcohol.
We've got a lot of choices in life, and...
they filter it, though.
Who your plasma comes from is not one of them.
One of them. All right.
They do filter it.
So, apparently, crack content in your blood does not affect your plasma.
You get high as a kite.
Imagine if...
The best plasma I've ever gotten.
Imagine if the theory was that crackhead plasma was bad. So they went around and they closed all of the plasma donation centers in Crack Hood.
No plasma.
And only had them open in suburbia. Nobody has any plasma.
Right.
It's just one of those things we're going to have to overlook.
Hey, Doc, you mind donating some plasma for $40 and fucking 4 hours of your time?
Yeah, like illegal aliens.
4 hours?
That was 2 hours of that. Well, 3 hours of that was because of the line. And in Bobby's scenario, there's no line. So,
in an hour, you're